This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Zok the Mishnah of Nechunya ben Akona Oimer. Nechunya ben Akona, we're holding Perek Yimel Mishnah Vav. Perek Yimel is from Nechunya ben Akona. Everybody remembers Nechunya ben Akona. Famous Maimer in Brochas, he used to spell, he used to come to the Beis Knesses. And when he left the Beis Knesses, and he said, what is the mark of this tefillah? He said, when I go in, I daven, I shouldn't make mistakes. And when I leave, I give hoidah, if thanks my chelek. And this is taka, halacha, and Magen Avraham, that a person is supposed to say when he comes into the Beis Knesses, leaves the Beis Knesses, it's the tefillah of Nechunya ben Akona. Someone is makabal himself, the oil ha-Torah, to be shaken on the Torah, and to be masvin is learning, ma'viran amimeno oil malchus v'lode acharetz. That if a person is makabal the old Torah, they take away the oil to pay off misim, to pay taxes, and all the choyves acharim that the tzibah puts on a person. The person takes the yoke of Torah on his shoulders. So all the yoke of the government that they could place upon him, and things that are necessary for the Medina, that's taken off of him. He doesn't have that. He won't have that responsibility. The oil the acheretz, that's the oil ha-parnosa pasvish. They won't have to work hard in Torah because the schus won't have to run hard in parnosa. The schus ha-Torah, his work will be misparechas. Whatever he does is misparechas, and therefore he won't have to be oisik too much in parnosa. But if he takes off the oil Torah, then it's put on him, the oil malchus for all the acharetz, because the yesod is a person who's la'amal yula, a person who's created for work. So if you take that responsibility, that's the tafka, the mishnah, because that's the work. So therefore, you need an oil, you need a responsibility, you need a yoke, which you have to use in order that a person will be happy in this world, because Hashem made him the mitzvah of a person to be humble, to work hard. So he has to have some oil. But you can use to that oil with your oil Torah, the yoke of Torah. But if not, you'll have the oil derech eretz. And once it over, the beginning of this Mishnah, a meridic amais that once happened with a Moshe Feinstein, as a tzara v'kodesh levracha, moron, a Moshe. The Moshe used to tell this story over on Purim. Every year, the story of when he met the Chofetz Chaim. When he met the Chofetz Chaim, was that the Moshe was, at that time, needed some type of tour, exemption from the army. And he was traveling different distances to get that tour, get some type of lawyer, a doctor, whatever it was, to secure an exemption to the army. The Russian army, and on one of his trips to get it, as he was being still active again, getting it, Lamaisa, the Chofetz Chaim was Nimsa, one of the towns nearby. The Shiva had moved, it was around the World War One time, and the Shiva had moved from Radom to a different area. And Moshe heard that the Chofetz Chaim was in that town that he had passed through, and he went to go get a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. And he says over this tour that when he came into the Beis Medrash or the area, so he saw that the Chofetz Chaim was talking to Rav Elchanan and learning. And they had heard about Rav Moshe. Somehow it got back to him, and they came over, they spoke to him. And Rav Moshe was asking and tried to secure a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim told him this mission, and he asked the kash on this mission. It says, Kobach Abba Avor Mavirim Mimenu. What's about my viewing man? I should say they don't put on you. It's like the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you don't have old Torah, so they put on you. So they say, Kol Amakav old Torah, they don't put on you all the acharetz. What is my viewing? So the Chofetz Chaim said, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if the oil is there, even if the person has some threat for the oil, but all malchus all the acharetz, my viewing, they'll take it off. Of course they won't put it on, but even if it's already there, the threat is there. And he was hinting at Mir Moshe's situation where there was a threat that he'd have to go into Chas V'Shalom to the Russian army. So if Mekabel Ol Torah, he's telling Mir Moshe, he should Mekabel Ol Torah even stronger, and then Xavier would go away. And if Mir Moshe, not long afterwards, he secured an exemption, and he was toiled this bracha the Chofetz Chaim gave based on this Mishnah Says the Rav, Oil Malchus Masash Melech Vesorim, the package, the bundle, the burden of the Melech and the Sarim, that's all Malchus, all the Chetz, Omel V'Torch HaParnos, as we mentioned, Shemalach Tomis Barechas, he won't have that if he learns Torah, because his work, whatever he does, he won't have to work a little bit. The Kav with the old Torah, you have to realize that sometimes you see Parnos go, not going so well, it's not jiving, it's not so easy, and has to work extra hours. Maybe the Mishnah says, if you make a kavod Torah, you get yourself involved. But kavod that's just learning Torah, but make a seder to kavod oil Torah, take the yoke of Torah. You should really feel the burden that you really take, you make a schaivus that you have to do every day and to know Torah. Then l'maisa, the work will be the misparechas, the parnasal misparechas. And a permanent old Torah, I'm a kosher old Torah, but I can't carry all the Torah. Hashem says, foolish, you can have a different oil you have to carry. What do you wait? What do you say you can't carry the whole Torah? Of course you carry the whole Torah. It's just an excuse. But at the end of the day, you have to carry some oil to take on the oil of Torah. And through that, you'll be zeichah to all the bracha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.